This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
News for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host. Before that, I want to read Travis the New Guy's text and yell just a little bit.
Can I? Okay, you can yell first. I'll go second.
Okay. Travis the New Guy talking about the Avalanche prediction.
Brian's
got him in four. I've got him in five. Travis the New Guy says, dude, come on, quiet down. I'm not superstitious, but I'm definitely a little stitious. I absolutely want us to win, but we have to take it game by game. All right, here's us as talk show hosts taking Travis the New Guy's approach. The Avalanche play at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll see what happens. Join us tomorrow.
Yes.
We recap if the Avs won or lost.
Let's define what our job is. All right? You've made it to the conference finals. It's game one. Boy, the last thing we do is say, I wonder how this series is going to go. How do you see this ending? How many games do you think it would go? You know, maybe we shouldn't talk about this.
Riveting talk radio.
You know, if that would be it, I would be writing into some show being known as Brian the New Guy. All right? We'll take care of things from here.
Let's get to news for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. The first rabid bat has been found, and this one is in Fort Collins. A rabid bat has been found in northeast Fort Collins, according to the Coloradoan. The bat was found in the open space area near Adriel Hills neighborhood on May 13th and safely captured by NOCO Humane Animal Protection and Control. Get a shortened name. The bat was tested and results received May 18th from the Colorado Department of Health and Environment confirmed the bat tested positive for rabies, according to a Larimer County Department of Health and Environment news release. As of Tuesday, there were no known human exposures associated with this bat, according to the County Health Department. There's two things that we know we are going to get every single day. We're going to have a rabid bat, whether it's a bat, skunk, or raccoon. We know we're going to have one of those, and we know we're going to see West Nile virus pop up here in Northern Colorado. We just inevitably see it every single year, it seems like, Brian. But I've never run across a rabid anything in my life.
Necessarily know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're going to know looking at it.
But never seen something that's so bold that it's coming for. You know, a lot of that stuff, you can tell what a normal animal is supposed to act like with that. And that rabies, you know, they just lose their mind and they're bold and they're not scared of anything, you know. And so I've never run across it, but I hope that stays the case. I hope I never have to run across it.
Well, yeah, and if you should get bit, if there's any way to capture, I mean, it's not that you want to stay away and all that, but say the bat bit you and it's under a basket or something like that. It is great to get that to the authorities so that they can test that bat then and check the bat for rabies.
Correct.
You know, so, man, there's a lot that goes into it and is that season. There are so many places around here where, you know, homes that have a little opening in it that's just a haven for bats, and some areas that just embrace them where they, you know, they love them there at night and will sit there and watch them, you know, take off on their flight, really control the mosquitoes. I know they have a real great purpose, but it seems like their purpose around my place is to just creep the hell out of me.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
you know the issues that we ran into with bats at my folks' place on the
patio. Yes.
And it was, I mean, just disgusting, the number of them. And so what we did, because, yeah, they do help control mosquitoes. What we did is we fired the bats. Fired, and we hired Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado.
So much
Craig's
better.
A little less creepy than a bat is.
I'm going to go More than a little less.
Well, you know, yeah. To each their own. But we do inevitably see that with the West Nile fires as well. So protect yourself and make outside fun again with Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Enjoy those outside get-togethers and comfort this summer with Mosquito Joe. NOCO.MosquitoJoe.com. That's NOCO.MosquitoJoe.com. Let's take a look at the forecast because I was actually, it was weird. I was thinking about that. There's some standing water out there. Got a nice little rain overnight. Must have. I slept right through it. Let's see what we've got in store for today. For us here, lingering rain and snow showers in the foothills. Obviously, going to be the snow showers, lingering rain showers for us here in northern Colorado. Afternoon, scattered showers and a few storms develop afternoon. So, going to get that daytime heating, but still only in the low 60s today.
Yeah, not going to crank up too much.
No, and I know a lot of people, and Cody says it's Memorial Day weekend, long weekend, people going camping and things like that. No guarantee that it will be dry is Cody's official statement on Memorial Day weekend right now.
Friday. But I don't think right now it's necessarily calling for anything, but that doesn't mean that you're in the clear.
And as much moisture as we've had, you know, that daytime heating. But he says, let's see here, Thursday, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again. Some could be strong as our next trough of low pressure approach. From the west, so it'll kick it back up and be active. Friday, showers and storms as the main trough moves through the region from west to east. That's fun for state baseball. And then Memorial Day weekend, as I just mentioned, no guarantee that it will be dry. At least the risk of scattered showers for Saturday. Sunday might be the driest day of the two. Sunday might be the driest day of the two. But Memorial Day itself on Monday, scattered showers and storms. You know, a lot of celebrations happening on Monday. The city of Greeley, we've told you about that one that they've got coming up on Monday. That'll be going on as well. So looks like it's going to be an active weather pattern throughout most of next week as well, is what Cody's saying. All right, let's get to Cody Wilson's joke of the day, 1 to 10. How would you score this joke? 10 being the best. It's insane to me that monkey bars are allowed on the playgrounds. Should we really be encouraging monkeys to drink in front of children? See? I told you it was pretty good.
I want to go to a monkey bar.
I'm going to go. This is Cody's scale. This isn't just like joke scale.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 8.5.
I was going 8.
Okay.
I was going to go 8. You mix in monkeys and drinking.
Yeah.
And kids. Yeah. And that's a funny joke to me.
It's insane to me that monkey bars are allowed on playgrounds. Should we really be encouraging monkeys to drink in front of children?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's got...
I'm just going to go with an 8, too, because I don't want to do the math of an 8.5.
I'm just picturing like a Gary Larson Far Side cartoon that would be drawn of that.
I bet a lot of people are chuckling and knowing exactly what you're talking about
out there.
Yeah,
and you are not one of them.
I am not one of them.
But
what is a Gary Larson?
He's the one who would always draw these strips about animals.
Oh.
And what they're thinking. Like, there's a deer behind a tree, and he's hiding, and he's going, got to think, what did I do to this guy? You know, because they're out hunting. And it's kind of funny. Or the other one, the spider's at the bottom of the slide, spinning a web, saying, if we pull this off, we're going to eat for months.
Nice.
That's funny.
It is. I'm not saying it isn't. Yeah, I have no idea what the Far Side is, but those are good. Are those from memory, or did you just make both those up?
No, those are from memory.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, I used to have all the books, and yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Gary Larson. Fun dude, seems like a very fun dude.
Oh, he's fantastic.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, Cody Wilson's joke, what would you score it? It's insane to me that monkey bars are allowed on playgrounds. Should we really be encouraging monkeys to drink in front of children? It's got staying power, too. We giggled every single time.
Yeah, it's still not solid humor.
That's a good joke by Cody this morning.
Travis, the new guy coming back.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
for the educational piece. We're here to teach, Travis. And thank you for being part of the program.
When I just wanted to prove a point this morning, Travis, of where we would be if we didn't, you know, give our thoughts. It's really easy to call us idiots out here because we have to give thoughts and opinions on everything, especially in the format of the show that we do where that we talk about everything. That is the first thing that we listen for, right? When you're hiring and people are applying for on-air positions, it's like, you know, what makes you stand apart? What is your thought process of how this is going to go, rather than just, hey, they play at 6 tonight? You know, that's boring. You can get that information anywhere, right? So, we're obviously going to make our prediction. You can call me overly confident in the Avalanche, and that could be true. But also just watching Vegas all year long and knowing what they've got, they don't have the firepower to stay caught up with the Avs.
I do completely appreciate the superstitious fan aspect, though. Superstition and sports have always gone hand in hand. And I definitely have mine. That's like what he's saying. It's like, don't mention you have a no-hitter going.
Yeah.
You know, it's that same kind of mentality. So I totally get that. But I don't understand why I have sports superstitions when my teams never win.
Yeah, good
so
point.
That's never go to a Viking and fan, yeah, and say, hey, do you have any superstitions, you know, good luck things you do for games? Obviously not good luck things.
Yeah.
But we've all somehow done something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. What is it that you did wrong?
I don't know. I think last year I didn't wear my authentic helmet when I vacuumed the living room before the games.
Yeah, that'll get you.
That, yep. Duh.
Do you have any superstitions actually, though?
I wasn't kidding.
Oh my God, you idiot.
No, the year we almost went to the Super Bowl, I used to put on my Viking helmet and ride my Harley before every game. I'd go for a little roll. There's a dude going on his Harley. Is that an authentic Viking helmet he's wearing? Yes, it was.
Yeah. That's weird.
And then I would eat rolled gold pretzels, and I would have to vacuum the living room before the game.
I used to have a lot of superstitions, and I have zero now.
Yeah, I realized when I really looked back at it and go, wait a minute, we still never win. Why am I doing all this? Maybe, just maybe what I do doesn't matter. And then I went, no. That's quit being silly.
No, if that's the case, what are we doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
I used to have a in real life, though, like when I first started, was just in sales strictly here. I had a shirt that when I was on a slump of getting sales, I had a purple polo that I knew when I threw that on, I was locking something down that day.
And it was the slump buster.
Yep, it was, and it was 99.9% accurate with it. It was something about that.
Do you not have the shirt anymore?
I don't fit in it anymore.
Okay.
Thanks for asking, Brian.
Sorry.
Appreciate that.
I've got a section of my closet like that.
Faith texting in this morning.
Yes.
J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. I bet the first place radio show doesn't have these great conversations. You guys were robbed. Who do I need to call?
No. Faith, you get it. That's awesome.
I love that it didn't even dawn on us. Brady's just handing out the certificates of merit for second place for news sports talk show in a major market. And he hands one to me and he hands one to Brian. I'm like, oh, we both have one. And then I got to thinking, I was sitting there later this afternoon. I was like, we never got these from 2 years ago. And I went and looked and I'm like,
here they are.
Mine says 24 and Brian says 25.
Back to back.
We are, yeah.
Good morning, NoCo, the dose.
No, the deuce would have been better, dude. The deuce would have been better.
Well, I was going uno dose, but yeah, the deuce.
Wake up and go number two with Good Morning, NoCo.
The deuce. Hey, that's the deuce on your radio. Don't touch the dial.
We are so close to being good. We are the Buffalo Bills or the Minnesota Vikings. No, because the Vikings don't even get there. We are the Bills. We are the Bills. Can we go 4 straight years of taking? I don't even want to win this year. I want to take second place again.
We have a chance.
I do think we have a good chance at that. Let's just take second place and see. Wasn't it 4 years with Jim Kelly in a row that the Bills went?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Can we match the Buffalo Bills of 4 years being the runner-up? I want that so badly now.
I
don't even want to win the damn thing.
I don't think you'd mind, but I'd I think, be
I think I'd rather take second, honestly, at this point.
It's kind of fun. Let's keep it going. Let's have a tradition. We have no control over it. It'll end up, it ends up being like somebody in Illinois.
Yeah, at this point, we're taking 59th. 7:21 the time now. There you go. There's kind of news for Northern Colorado. Presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. In case you missed it, we talked about superstitions. We talked about how to do a radio show. We talked about the rabid bat that was found in Fort Collins. And we gave you the update on the weather. 7:21 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. Thank Alpaca Health, the sponsor right here on Good Morning NoCo. If your child has autism, developmental delays, or behavioral challenges, you're familiar with the waitlist shuffle. 6 to 12 months for an evaluation. That's far too long at all. I mean, that should not be happening. The first part of this is 6 to 12 months. And if you're already starting to wonder and say, hey, I don't know, but I want to figure this out. You know, as a parent, the smallest thing, I mean, you hear a weird different noise that your child makes, and it's just sitting in the back of your head, let alone wondering if, does my child have autism? Then you have to wait half a year to a year, another 4 months to start ABA therapy if they do have autism. It's ridiculous. At Alpaca Health, they think your family deserves better, and you do. They're a network of local, independent providers who understand the needs of Northern Colorado families, and they put your child first. No long waits and no rigid corporate rules. They can get your child started in ABA therapy immediately. If you're not sure what your child needs, you can work with a provider to design a personalized plan that works for you and your family. Check them out online, alpacahealth.io. That's alpacahealth.io, or call 970-313-4978 today. That's 970-313-4978. There's a lot of those key words that we hit inside of this that absolutely mean everything, with local, independent, not corporate. Like, all of those things are so important. So go to alpacahealth.io today. Faith texting in this morning about Brian and I and Good Morning NoCo being second place for 2 years in a row.
The deuce.
Good Morning NoCo, the deuce. Faith says the wrong people are in charge of deciding this. Not the Josh Allens of radio. My wife would like me to be the Josh Allen of anything. She would be incredibly happy with that.
Yeah, my wife would just like me to go somewhere for a few days, as I mentioned earlier.
Dude,
in the broadcast. Why? I get it.
My wife has said that to me, where she's like, I want you to leave right now. But she means leave right now by, like, go into the other room or go outside for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Never like, hey, I need 3 days.
I get it. Totally get it.
I think you're pleasant.
No,
on Fridays, I'm like, Brian, we need a 2-day break.
You don't get the daily dose. Well, yes, you do. Never mind. Yeah.
I think you're wonderful. We're at 5 years now, right?
I think we've started the fifth, something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
How long have we been the deuce?
2 years. We were good before that.
I don't think we were even mentioned before that.
Like, if you look at the show trend, it's not good.
Yeah, it is. We went from nothing to a two.
No, we went from nothing to winning to two now.
Did we win?
Yeah, we won.
We went
to the banquet.
Yeah, but we won an award, but not the show award. We won like four segments of the show and other things that we had done. We won for Gives Day. So we've won for events and things like that, but just overall show.
So we were trending up. We're trending up, and now we're just leveling off. We're plateauing.
Yeah, and it's because of the war.
Yeah, I think. Yep. 7:30 the time. This is why we're the deuce. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
just had Cheryl call in.
Oh, good.
On the Clearwater Products Hotline.
I bet she had a deuce
joke. No, she just said, you guys need to cool it down in there today. She said, I was laughing so hard, I shot coffee out of my nose. She said, your comment of the war.
I try and not laugh that hard because I hate my laugh when I laugh that hard. But that one I couldn't help. I mean, and you obviously heard it. I was very far away from the microphone. Still not a whole lot I could do about that one. Hey, Greeley, could your budget use a boost right now? The Lift Up program is here to help, but don't wait.
No, take advantage of this. When is the deadline?
May 31st.
Okay.
So 11 days, folks, and you've got Memorial Day weekend coming up, so you got three-day weekend coming up here as well. So make sure you take advantage of this. The process is so simple. GreeleyCO.gov. Okay, GreeleyCO.gov/liftup. And qualifying residents could receive up to $100 through the low-income food and tax rebate, plus another $150 credit on your water utility bill. Real relief for groceries and monthly expenses right when you need it most. You know, a lot of those dollars are going to be going to kids who are getting out of school and going to be home for the summer. You got to feed them now. You're not getting the free lunches from the schools. I know a number of schools offer stuff, but then you got to commute them there. It's expensive. It's expensive right now. So check it out again. That website again is GreeleyCO.gov/liftup for the Lift Up program from the city of Greeley. All right, how long is this Av series going to go? Who do you got winning it? Of course, we're a Northern Colorado radio show, so I don't expect anyone to be like, oh, Vegas, we really got a good shot in this. But how long do you think the Avs is going to take the Avs to go?
I know there's some Vegas fans around here. I know a few who are big-time Golden Knight fans.
Boo.
Well, yeah, we split.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Unfriended them.
George just says the Avalanche will win. And that's fine. That's a Travis the New Guy tag. Love you, Travis. You know we're just messing with you. Craig said Avs in seven. For the love of my heart, do not let this go seven.
I couldn't handle that.
No.
We need to get to the Stanley Cup.
Hockey has the best game sevens. And especially if it's tied late in that game.
Oh, that Montreal-Buffalo game that we just had.
You have no idea when it's over. Like, think back. Think back to the Olympic gold medal game. I mean, the elation at 7 in the morning when that overtime winner from Jack Hughes went in. And it just developed out of nowhere. Like, at least like in football, even in overtime, you can feel a team driving and you can feel that momentum. Now, there's always that one big play. But this game of hockey, it could be one weird bounce. It could be one little thing. Like, there is no, there's not a sport that has the excitement of a hockey game seven in my mind. And don't let it get there because I will be dead of a heart attack. And I've got two kids and a wife to take care of and a show to take second place in.
We need
this. Would be tough if I died and you won the award.
Well, I'd probably push it over the edge, especially if I covered it.
Mike says Avs in seven, and we better hope we get Cale Makar back. Let's not forget, Cale came back into that last game against Minnesota.
Yeah, he wasn't gone.
They've sat for a week now. I like it. Terry, Avs in five or six or seven, I think I nailed. What are you guys doing today? What are we doing? What's going on? Why are we saying these, I think this will happen. Have a take. Stand by it. Come on now.
Now, you can be as wishy-washy as you want. Just comment, and if you can handle it, Tanner will yell at you, and I got your back.
That's the goal.
That's
the plan now.
Those are our parts.
Faith says, Avs in five. Hopefully Makar plays. I feel five. If he doesn't play, may go to seven.
I don't think he's a two-game difference. I think even if he is out, we win.
If Makar's out, I think we go six or seven. I do think he's that big of a difference on the defensive end, but he's not going to be, so it doesn't matter. 7:37 the time now. Let's get a break. We'll have Robin Varlman from Livestock Exchange going to join us, see if the markets have bounced back a little bit from last week. But first, let's get to the KFK News and Sports Center. .743 the time now. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host, and joining us now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, it is Robin Varlman from Livestock Exchange. Robin, good morning. How are we doing on this Wednesday?
Well, good morning. It is a cool, overcast, nice kind of day. No wind yet. It's great.
You're digging it. Yeah, you're digging it out there. How has the moisture been out there, Robin?
You know, we've had moisture, but not like huge rains like y'all have had. We've just had a lot of mist and it's not quite as bountiful as what you guys have had.
Yeah, well, sorry, we're hogging it all. Maybe we'll send some down there in a bit, but we're kind of selfish up here because Lord knows we needed all of this.
Well, we're all very absorbent.
Yes,
and
yeah,
I think we're just soaking it all in.
We're like sponges. We were that dried out there, Robin. But hey, we talked last week, and you said the markets were off. How are we looking this week?
You know what? As they started updating this morning at 7:20. The feeders are 370, which is better than it was last week when we talked, and the fats are in that 254. So, yeah, it's a little bit better, recouped a little bit. So, you know, steady is what we want.
Robin, I've got a dumb question for you. Ready for this?
Do you want me to ask it? Because that's usually my job.
I have a dumb answer.
I know you do. This is why we talk to you every Wednesday. When you talk about these numbers, and I think I know the answer to this, but I could be wrong. It's happened once. When we talk about these numbers, does your everyday producer or buyer, do they really care what the board's at, or do they care more about, you know, what's happening inside of the sale barns?
Well, that's a double-edged sword because you have a lot of producers who do play the board, and you have a lot of, old-time, my generation and that, who don't play the board, but you do care what the board's doing because ultimately that's our base of, pricing. So, you know, it does matter, and yes, they do, and no, they don't. So at some point they do. You know, if they call in, someone wants to know what the price of things are, what do you go off of? Well, you go off of the board, and then you tell them the cash price is this. So, you know, which cash means live trading. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Right. So,
yeah.
So you think it's about a 50-50 split now?
No, I don't. I don't think it's that much. I think it's probably, 60-40, I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's kind of a dumb answer, but.
you promised it and you delivered.
Yeah, I did. I have a dumb question for you.
Okay. I have a dumb answer.
Okay, perfect. Every morning when you talk, it's 7, like today, it's 7:43. Does anyone ever call in and say, it's 7:45?
What?
No, we haven't, because I like to think we're pretty accurate on the time.
I've got a very good atomic clock sitting right in front of me, Robin. I guarantee your pickup is just a couple minutes off right now, and that's what spurred that, isn't it?
Well, sometimes. A little behind, actually, not ahead.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah, 7:46 for those of you out east. It's 7:44.
That's how time works. That's how time works. All right. Well, that didn't take long for this segment to get off the rails. I love that. Robin Farman, Livestock Exchange, joining us this morning. What do you got coming up at LEI this week?
Absolutely, gentlemen. You know, we are on our combined summer selling schedule, so all classes of cattle sell on Thursday. And we start at 9 o'clock with our weigh cows and bulls, and we sell baby calves at 11:45 and breads and pears at noon, and then stocker feeder cattle to follow that. So we do have some nice pears on there this week, so hopefully everybody got a little bit of moisture and is needing a few. And then I want to remind everybody that we did close the catalog sale for the horses. We selected 22 of those, and that is June 6th. So put that on your calendar if you're looking for a good ranch horse or something like that. So that's coming up June 6th. But currently this week, we do have our regular combined sale, and we will have a nice selection of cattle out there. We do have some grass cattle if you need some, and also some pears and bread. So the place to be Thursday at, if you're wanting breads, it's going to be around noon, or pears. So put that on your calendar as well. So,
Robin, what are those baby calves going for now?
Oh, my land. That is this is a dumb answer, but they're anywhere from $1,400 up to $1,750.
Holy cow. So those still haven't come down. Have you figured out how that math's on those?
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
That's a dumb mathematics.
I think that's kind of the moral of this segment today, but it's working for somebody, or somebody's trying to make it work out there.
It's just unbelievable. You know, I know it sounds silly, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, and I walked 2 miles uphill to the bus, but I remember buying pears for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Not that long ago.
No, I was going to say, you can't say that because then that forces me to say that, and I'm not that damn old yet, okay? So we can't be saying that yet, Robin. That's how I got my start in the ag industry, and my dad helped us with our future endeavors. We were buying feedlot calves from our good buddy Randy Miller up here for $200.
Yeah. Yeah,
$200 is how we bought a nurse cow back when my family, my grandma ran the sale barn up on the hill down there in Brush.
Yeah.
We bought a nurse cow out of there, and that's how I started making money, was that route. Seeing the price of this now, and I'm like, there better be some rich 6-year-olds out there if they want to start the way I did, Robin.
Yeah, yeah, that nurse cow now cost you $2,200, and the calves costing you let's even it out at 15. I mean, holy jumping catfish, you got your life savings and all involved in one unit. So,
I think Tate's gonna be into pigs. I think something other than cattle is what we've got to get figured out at those prices.
Goats.
Goats. Yeah, we'll get some goats out there. That, or he's gonna have one of them, and he better take very good care of it, because that's about
let him raise some chinchillas,
Yeah,
it'll
and that's
okay.
It's the other white meat, and it's underestimated.
The chinchilla market is not cornered.
It's
is that
not
what
it should be. I mean, a little teriyaki, and you have got yourself a meal.
Robin,
those and mink kebabs are pretty good.
Robin, we've got a texter here trying to get us back on the right track.
Why?
From the 970. Since you guys are asking dumb questions, this texter has one. When you say $370 for the feeders, is that $370 per pound?
That is $3.70 per pound, or $370 per hundred.
Yep, that's the math that cattle buyers are very good at, and the rest of us are very bad at. But there you go. Sounds like you got a great sale lined up. Don't forget June 6th with the horse sale there as well, Robin. Of course, they can find all of that information on your website, or call what number?
Absolutely. The website is livestockexchange.org, and the number is 970-842-5115. Or you can always reach me on my mobile, and that's 970-380-3798.
You see, this is maybe the dumbest conversation we've ever had with you. And Eastside Chris said East Coast Colorado is on a different time zone than Central Colorado. So that's why your clock's a couple minutes behind this morning, Robin.
I want to know where the coast is, but I'm looking.
Just go looking for a bucket of Corona. As you get deep enough in the bucket, you'll find the coast. Robin.
Hey, there was an old country song, The Coast of Colorado, from Skip Ewing, and it was wonderful. So
really?
Maybe it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. We got to do some digging. Yeah. We got to do some looking for this. Robin, as always, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much for the insight this morning.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Thanks for all you do for ag. Keep eating beef, drinking milk, and shredding cheese.
Thank you for not saying cutting cheese.
I just feel like we talked to Hulk Hogan. That was like his thing.
Brother. Robin,
so your prayers.
There's Robin Farman, Livestock Exchange. Thanks, Robin. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys.
There you go. She was on one today.
Eat your beef, drink your milk, shred your cheese.
This show is absolutely unhinged.
I want a t-shirt with that on it.
Eat your beef.
Drink your milk.
Shred your cheese. This Sunday at the Monster Truck
That's
Rally.
Right.
Not your regular cheese.
Our listeners aren't helping this. Okay.
Thank you.
Our listeners are not helping us get back on the right track here. Like, I appreciate this from Bailey. I remember when you could get Angus calves for $50. Like, yeah.
I remember when you could get a steak Yeah, for 50 bucks.
You're correct. Faye says, some days I feel like I'm in my own time zone. Like, we've got, what are we doing here? Just all of those texts that came in during the Robin segment, quite frankly, hilarious. 7:53 the time now. Brian was worried we were talking too much, but I was a good steward of the clock. 7:53
Where
the time.
Where was I worried we were talking?
Oh, I saw it on your face, probably.
Not at all. I was looking, going, stretch it. We got a couple minutes to fill here.
Let's get
I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the hour.
I don't know if I'm ever going to broadcast again. Let's get to the Daybreak Ag Report.
Yes, we'll talk about me.
Sometimes I'm glad the algorithm listens and knows me. Just scrolling through
mine
Facebook
is very confused
during that break in the Babylon Bee, and it's a satire. It's like the Onion.
Okay.
And it says, local dad manages to change diaper with mere 427 wipes. Quote, I'm really getting the hang of this.
That used to be a joke. What the difference between 3 and 18? That is the amount of wipes it takes to change a baby between the mother and the father.
1,000%.
Yep.
Jenna laughs at me, and I'm like, I do not care. I will
No, I am
more.
Mummifying my mm-hmm. arm.
I will buy more. I yeah. will get more. I don't care. I am using all of these right now. And yeah, it's almost like a factory at our house right now. It's like, okay,
when you got
Tate comes first,
two
change
active
his diaper,
butts.
Then yeah, Jenna will look at me and go, next. Antiquing down there. Yeah, 427 wipes honestly is impressive that he only used that many.
Congratulations, because we don't know how bad the disaster was.
No, we don't.
It's amazing how nasty those can get.
Dexter here for the 970. I just got to thank you guys for the last segment, Stuck in Traffic. Guess we're right. Highway 34 and County Road 17 was making me laugh. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening this morning. We've got two more hours of the great stuff you just heard. We'll have Ed Lamb, head coach of the UNC Bears, join us. 9 o'clock, Tara Rasmussen, Greeley Lifestyle Magazine. Highlight the good that's going on in our community that's highlighted in the Greeley Lifestyle Magazine.
Smash your trash
in the next hour, and then Derb's going to join us around 9:30 this morning.
Awesome.
Let's preview and let's see how where he's at compared to where I am at with this Av series and where we're at. I really don't think they're going to get pushed a whole lot, but that is our right hand construction poll question. You're listening to Good Morning NOCO, and we will be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.